Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
From the 12, Jones keeps, gets a block, takes off, and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips. Absolutely all alone, and he trips, going to the end zone, and ends up carrying it as it is for 80.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Is that necessary, guys? Like, really? Like, we got to bring that back. Daniel Jones tripping on Thursday Night Football. The Giants losing that. You know what? It's a new season. Turning the page. Positive vibes only with the New York football
staff, your front office.
Yeah, like, our positive vibes here. We'll put the positive vibes. You know, we put it behind us. We turned the page.
A great draft.
A great first round. You like Wandale Robinson? Hashtag Short King Summer. He's like,
I don't know about Wandale. I mean, it's like it's one of those things too where you have fifth and seventh overall. It's kind of hard to screw up your draft. If you come out of day one with 5 and 7 overall and you draft in your spots, and people are like, I don't know about that draft. Like you might suck at your job.
Like that's like when the Browns took Courtney Brown and Gerard Warren. What was that? Same draft that might have been the Courtney Brown and Gerard Warren in the same draft, right? And like neither guy was really.
I did 1 and 2.
I think no, it was 1 and 3.
Okay, maybe I was
fairly sure that's right.
I was talking about this recently because I remember sitting at my dad's office reading. It was 1 and 4.
Okay.
Brown. I just remember reading. It was like, you used to get the Sports Illustrated, right? Because like that was like where you got your draft analysis when you were young, like that. And you would read it, they'd be like, another Browns bust. Like somehow the Browns managed to screw up the first and fourth overall picks, which they, by the way, they kind of did again with Baker and Denzel Ward. Although Denzel Ward's been pretty good.
Denzel Ward's awesome. He's the highest paid corner in the history of the NFL now.
Yeah, he's great. I'm just saying, you know, he screwed up Baker.
So. Baker's pretty. Yeah, we'll see. I don't even know where Baker's going to play next year. Very interesting. Power Hour coming up 20 minutes from now. We'll talk about Tom Brady and how we feel he's going to transition to the broadcast booth. I did a bunch on this on the show yesterday, but curious to get Will Brinson's take. And I will give you all our bets for tonight, NBA, Major League Baseball, and of course, the National Hockey League. But let's see if we can fly through some point spreads here that we've got set for the season with the schedule release coming up later tonight. So we did Bucks and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, October 2nd. The next week, which is why we came back with the Daniel Jones highlight, October 9th in jolly old England in London, where the Spurs play. Might have seen them. Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, they're great. October 9th in London, the Green Bay Packers taking on the New York football Giants.
So you're supposed to say where Spurs play. That just sounds idiotic.
Well, they play at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
I never say where Spurs play.
Yeah, but they're playing where Spurs play. Packers-Giants. What do you think that should be? Neutral, remember, not at Lambeau. Neutral.
Of course. By the way, I thought it was interesting that the Rams wisely petitioned the NFL and said, hey, we will go to London and play the Packers if our current home game is against the Rams, against the Packers, our current away game against the Packers is scheduled for November or December, which is like kind of smart, but also kind of wussy. I will say it's Green Bay minus 13 right now.
6.5.
What?
Yep.
What did you make it?
7 or 7.5.
How?
Well, I mean, it can't be 13.5. Like, Giants aren't that bad, and the Packers aren't that good. The Packers never get that much credit in the market.
It's Aaron Rodgers versus Daniel Jones.
Sure, but I mean, but they're like, you know, they have it's other players on the team also. Like, I agree with you. I think 6.5 is wrong. Like, I would only bet the Packers. I definitely agree with that. 13, no way it would be 13, though. 13 would be like Bills hosting, like, or like
the Giants. The Buccaneers.
But the Giants aren't like thought, like, are going to be like, it would be like Bills Falcons could be like 13. Like, Bills Texans would be 13. Maybe more.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I didn't lose my audio. I'm just confused by the love for the Giants out here in the market.
Yeah, listen, I think the number's wrong. I think it's wrong on the wrong side of seven.
I'd say it has to be the low end has to be 10. How can it not be double digits?
All right, so it's like we kind of break this down into tiers a little bit, right? So it's like 7 and then 7.5 to 9.5 and 10. So Will's of the opinion that it should be 10. I'm okay with the 7. I'm actually okay with 7 and then 7.5 to 9.5 okay with. I think a 10.
6.5 makes me think, so does somebody know something? Like, what's going on here?
Nope. I mean, and look, here's the other thing. And like Ken and I talked about this when like we first broached the subject. These numbers could be like, just because this is what the number is doesn't mean it's right. Like, right. I think that number is way wrong and is going to get bet up. So I don't think it would ever be 13, but it could be 10. It could be 9.5. It could be close to it.
Also worth noting that London games are weird. Teams travel differently. The Packers have never been over there. Maybe the Giants ever been over there?
The Giants have definitely been there. The Giants played the first game in London, 2007.
Fortunately, nobody on the team or the coaching staff or the front office knows anything about traveling over there. So I mean, yeah, like, I don't know. The London games are weird. I'll take that, but I think it should be at least 10. Anyway. There we go.
Fair. And listen, and like I said, just because like the number is 6.5, like Will's not wrong. Like it might end up being like close to that.
It won't close 13. Unless.
But I know what you're saying, but you're saying you like the Packers and I do too. And I think Ken did as well. I think we all kind of like the Packers. I'm a Giants fan. We will fast forward. October 30th in London. Broncos and Jaguars. Neutral site game. What do you make this one?
Well, is Jerry Jeudy allowed to travel? We'll assume he's going to go.
Let's assume Jeudy's playing.
I mean, well, now I'm
don't be. Don't be. These numbers and like, just because.
Yeah. I would make this one right. Broncos minus 10.
Scott, do you remember, or does anyone remember?
I saw this. I remember seeing both of these and thinking those numbers are wrong. I remember seeing them and I was like, 6.5 for both. I was like, what are you, like, what? No.
Bill, do you remember what Ken's number was? Like, it might have been 10. He might have made it 10. Or even more than that. He might have made it 10.5. Like, he definitely had Denver as a huge favorite. I made it 6.5.
If it were the week of this game, and we were talking about these games, and it was like, the Broncos are favored by 6.5 in London, you would be like, and assuming unless Jacksonville's like much better than we expect and Denver's much worse than we expect, I think you're gonna be like, there's no way this game could be 6.5.
I think Ken's point was when he was saying, and like Ken agreed with you. I think I'm pretty sure that Ken's number was at least 10 for this game. And I came in right at 6.5. So like we were way off on this one, both of us. I think his point was for Jacksonville to be 6.5, like means that they are like a good amount better than we think that they're going to be.
Yes. Okay. And that's fair.
And that, may not be the case. I think that was kind of his point. Was he like,
okay, no, I can buy into that. Like the Giants now have a competent coaching staff. So do the Jaguars in theory. You know, we expect Trevor Lawrence to take a leap forward this year because he's not being coached by Urban Meyer. Joe Judge is not involved with the Giants. Also, you know, we have Denver still an unknown with Russ. And then we also have, you know, Green Bay loses Devontae Adams. So there's, I get all those arguments. I just think both of those teams should be double digit favorites, even in a neutral.
You bet Nick Costos, Will Brinson in for Ken Barkley, debating and going over NFL projected spreads here for the coming season. November 13th, week 10, Mike McCarthy returns to the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Cowboys at the Packers. What do you got?
Okay, so I don't know what this number is. I'm going to handicap it in the sense that I think Green Bay is severely devalued right now, all across the board in terms of their markets, like futures markets, et cetera, everything because of the Devontae Adams deal. And Dallas is, of course, a popular team, even though they probably didn't have that good of an offseason. It is a Mike McCarthy revenge game. I will say Green Bay -3.5.
4.5.
Okay.
We have identical numbers here. I actually think you could make the case the number should be 3. And there is a difference between 3 and 3.5. If it's 4.5, I'm betting Dallas.
Probably.
So, like, I know you said that's what you think the number should be. Do you agree with that, though?
I think if it's 3, I'm betting... No. If it's 3, I'm betting Green Bay.
Okay.
These Green Bay numbers are going to wildly fluctuate depending on how the offense looks once the season gets started.
I just feel like they never get market credit. Like, they just don't. Like, they're never big favorites in these games, massive favorites. And when they are massive favorites, they never cover. Not never, but they usually don't.
Maybe not. If Rodgers looks awesome without Devontae Adams, then this number will be
he's going to be
great.
Yes.
Aaron Jones is going to be used tons as in the receiving role. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Let me hit you with one more here. And maybe I think we have a couple others we could do to start the power.
Yeah, two
hour.
More we could do. We could do the Christmas Rams Broncos and then the Mexico City game.
Let's do the Christmas game here.
Okay.
Because Rams are hosting
on CBS Sports.
On CBS in Los Angeles, Rams v Broncos on Christmas Day.
I mean, obviously the Rams have to be favored. See, this is where it's weird because the Denver Jacksonville thing on a neutral and you start to kind of do the math in your head. I'll say Rams -4.5.
The Rams are 2.5 in the market.
Okay. You do your next numbers. Does that make sense?
I don't think so. I think it has to definitely be over 3. I agree. So Denver I think it has to be at least 3.5 for the Rams.
So Denver is -6.5 on a neutral against Jacksonville. So Denver's just getting a lot of credit. What was the Rams line that we talked about earlier?
Well, so like Denver's home field is massive. So like Denver would be like, I guess like 9 in that, or even like if you want to give Denver 3 points for home field, maybe, or 2.5 points, Denver would be a big favorite at home against Jackson.
There also maybe is some like Denver, an expectation of Denver fans in LA. I think that's realistic.
And the Rams also get like not a lot of home field advantage. Like Denver has one of the best home field advantages in football. The Rams have one of the worst.
Yeah. Maybe more this year because of winning the Super Bowl. We'll see.
How about this? I don't even think 3 is right. And there, for people out there that are like uninitiated with the stuff, like if you didn't listen to us during football season, there is a gigantic difference between 3 and 3.5, between 2.5 and 3. So like it's, when I say it's like the number 3.5, like never 3, there is a difference. Oh, it's only 0.5 point. It's the most critical number, 3. I don't think it could be 3. I think it has to be at least 3.5 for the Rams. I think this one is like way wrong, way wrong.
I agree. By the way, is it worth just, I know we have like 1.5 minutes, but just, I am curious. I don't know the answer to this. I would like to see, since the more aggressive 2-point conversion stuff, like just like what the, how often it still falls on three, you know, versus like, you know, the, like has the percentage gone down in the past?
I think what it is that six has started popping up with a little more regularity.
Right. But three still friggin' massive.
Yes. Three is the biggest number. Yes.
Yes. Then seven. Yes. So, yeah. It should be 3.5. The Rams are a much better. The Rams are a really good football team.
I think it's just like assumptions are being, and I guess you could say assumptions are being made about the Jaguars also, but, or the Giants. I think assumptions are being made. Like, is Nathaniel Hackett a hack? Pun intended.
Who knows? I also think there's a good chance that books who are setting these up, like Bet Rivers is putting it out, they don't want to put threes and sevens out there because people are going to gobble those up. And
well, they also, there's also, there's no, it's like Vegas doesn't know anything. Like, these numbers get set and they could be way off, and the people that are betting are going to tell them whether they're right or not. And you can't even bet a lot of money on these anyway. It's fun conversational pieces. We'll do the Mexico City game to start the Power Hour. We'll talk a little bit about Tom Brady going to Fox, get Will's take on that, and then all our bets tonight to close the show.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.